podcast viewfinder.
Arg! This is the stupidest vacation. You drag me from home, jam me into this dumb car, drive me a million miles away to see some stupid rat show. Call me when the trip's over. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
I'm Marcy.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Abby.
I'm Mallory.
And I'm Kristen.
This is a special edition of Podcast Viewfinder, episode 16. So, we're actually recording the day after 15.
I know. It's like, I said it was Camp 3, because this is our third time.
This is our third podcast at camp.
And so, if you've ever seen the third, like, movie to a series, they're usually terrible. But this is not the case. This is actually good.
So, again, we're in a different location than we normally are, so if the sound quality is not as great, we apologize. But, so we have high school students with us this week. Because one of my friends, when I was asking him for feedback on the podcast, he's like, well, it's, like, geared towards students. Why don't you ever have students on your podcast? I'm like, hey, shut up. So, no, it was a good idea. So, we're going to, probably the title of this episode will be Road Trip, because we're on a road trip to camp. We're in Sevierville, Tennessee, at the Wilderness of the Smokies. Yeah. High school camp, which we talked about last week on episode 15. So there are people coming in and out of the room, you'll hear background noise. Hopefully you'll be able to hear our lovely voices over this. So we're going to talk about like your favorite road trip. So the opening quote was from one of my favorite road trip movies, a Goofy movie. I love that movie. That movie's so funny. That gave us such great lines as The Leaning Tower of Cheesa, where that guy eats like a can of cheese whiz.
So good. And I was like, oh, I want to do that.
I know.
But now it's popular.
It didn't work. So, and probably nobody knows what we're talking about. Have you guys seen a Goofy movie?
Yeah.
A
long time ago.
No. What? Abby doesn't watch movies. So, okay. So what?
Well, that makes sense.
So we won't talk about road trip movies because a lot of those end up bad. But what was your favorite road trip? So this is like any place that you've traveled from one place to another place, a destination vacation, not Cassie over here. She's one of our leaders. She just flies everywhere in her jumbo jet.
It's the truth.
She's got a private jet. She's got draft
and
money.
It's a jumbo private jet.
Yeah.
Only way to go.
I mean, yeah, the president has nothing on her.
So, all right, so favorite road trip. What is your favorite road trip? So, two of these people are sisters. So, Marcy and Mallory, did you guys have a favorite road trip growing up?
About 5 years ago, we went on a road trip and we brought my cousin with us, and we went to Lake Barkley in Kentucky, and then we drove to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Ooh.
That was really fun, and we stayed there a couple days.
So wait, why would you go to Kentucky if you're like going to Alabama?
It was a family reunion.
Oh, okay.
So we had a family reunion.
Yeah, that's always happened in Kentucky.
Yeah, and then we went on our like vacation, but then we stopped in Mobile, Alabama, at probably the finest hotel I've ever stayed at.
Is that for real? Or are you like?
It was for real.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
Like, it was no. It was
like the biggest roaches I've ever seen in my life.
It was fantastic.
They were great dinner.
It was great. And then we went to
Wait, sorry. Before you get there, did they put mints on your pillow before bed?
No.
What?
Did they take the towels and make animals?
I think there may have been some animals.
Okay. So animals. Wait. Just regular animals? Like, hey, I think this towel looks like a squirrel. No, it's a real squirrel.
Okay,
after Mobile, you went to?
We went to St. Louis.
Ooh.
And we watched the Cardinals game.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
wait, why'd you roll your eyes at that? What's wrong with the Cardinals game?
Oh.
It's baseball.
Half of our listeners are baseball fans.
One of our listeners is a disappointed sports fan. Thanks to all our listeners, and for those of you that have left reviews, thank you. You can go to the iTunes store, or the iTunes app or whatever, the podcast app, and leave us a great rating, hopefully. So, was that Marcy, was that your favorite
that's probably one of my road favorites.
Trip?
Yeah.
So what was great about, like, just being with your family? Because you have a sort of big family. There's four of you as kids.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know, it was just fun. I enjoyed the Cardinals game, and we happened to be, like in the section, and it was, like, really hot, and we had, like, shade, so that was nice. Because everyone else was in the hot sun, and we had a little bit of shade.
Okay. Abby, you have a favorite road trip? Your family goes a lot of places. Like, you went to D.C. and New York.
We're going to D.C. next week.
And Europe.
But no, I've never been to Europe.
You, like, drove to Europe, which is kind of Europe's on a road trip.
No, I've been to Florida a lot of times in, like, New Jersey, New York, and things like that. But, like, car-wise, like, the road trip-wise?
Yeah.
My favorite would probably be like going on our mission trips to Fort Wayne, because those are hilarious with our dance parties.
Yeah.
Because we have the party van. James, you're not in. Don't even act like you're part of the party van. So.
We had one girl this time. She was very hilarious.
She wasn't.
I calculated what percentage we were almost home. At one point, we were 98.2% there. Home. Yeah, she's made up a song. It's kind of confusing.
Wow. So,
no, but because since we're part of a youth group, hey, there's people vacuuming the hallway. Thanks for keeping our facility clean.
Yeah.
So one of the things that, as a youth group, we've taken a lot of road trips. We've been to Florida several times. Now we're in Tennessee. We're in Tennessee. Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Camp Kid Jam in Marion, Indiana.
Yeah, so we've been a lot of places. Cassie, favorite road trip?
My favorite road trip?
You're a seasoned traveler.
As an adult or as a student?
Your favorite road trip.
Would be a couple years ago. I went to Florida with one of my friends, and we drove through the night, and we would stop randomly at these places and at a hotel and get a hotel, and then we drove the rest of the way and were in Disney for a couple days, and then came back and did it all again. So that's probably one of my favorite ones. I like road trips that are fast paced.
So you like speed everywhere?
I'm a speeder.
What do you mean by fast paced? So you get there, spend the night, get up and go somewhere? We define fast paced.
You're
just going a lot of places.
Yes, you're always on the move.
So I have two favorite road trips. One was my small group. Like when I was graduating, I graduated middle school. Or not middle school. I graduated.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
I did graduate middle school. When I graduated high school,
barely.
Our small group leader took us out west. It was an out west trip, and it was a lot of fun. I got attacked by a bear. We'll share that at some other time.
Yeah, that was great.
It was insane. And then
truth,
sort of.
No, it is. It's true.
And then
I heard this story.
My other one. So. My roommate from college, Dave Howler, who I get to perform his wedding on Saturday. I'm really excited. I get to officiate his wedding. Okay. So
he's on the podcast. Listen.
Yeah, that's why we're not going to be able to record next week. So
thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah,
great job, Dave.
Yeah, we're just glad he's getting married. So finally, so him and I, like, I had just graduated college, and we went out west. We flew into Seattle, Washington, rented a car, and. But I don't know if there's ghosts. This place is haunted. So we flew into Seattle, Washington, and then we drove from Seattle, Washington down the coast of California to like right below. Is it Santa Cruz right below San Francisco? We were like a little past San Francisco to the south.
I don't go.
And then we drove over to Las Vegas. And so it was.
That sounds crazy.
It was like in like a week and a half. So it was fast paced. So.
Hey, did you go?
That sounds incredible.
So we, like, most of our camping, like, we would find free campgrounds, which, if you ever go on a road trip, don't stay at free campgrounds. Have you stayed at, like, because we would tent camp at these, we were, like, super cheap.
Yeah.
So he bought a road food book, which is, like, if you ever listen to NPR, it's, like, this show that they, like, talk about food. Like, I want to eat there. And so we based our whole trip on going to these road food places. Man. So we flew into Seattle, Washington. We ate at Beth's, which is the home of the 12-egg omelet. And we, like, kept that on, because, like, you can't eat it all in one sitting. They give you free unlimited hash browns, which is, like, a joke, because you're like, I can't even eat this omelet. So for, like, the next, like, 3 days, we had our omelets, like, in these styrofoam things. But it was cold up north, and so they would, like, stay in there, and then we'd heat it up on the heater of our car. this is back before I, like, knew what hand sanitizer was. So so we camped at this place. It was a free campground, and, like, the first night, there's like some lady screaming that like her leg was broken, and this guy came over and was like, oh, don't worry, like these people are like, they come over here and do drugs and stuff, just ignore them. I was journaling at the time, like wrote like, if we don't make it out alive, like I don't know, it was crazy. So the craziest thing that happened, though, we went to a ghost town. You guys ever been to a ghost town?
No.
So it's a Darwin, where is it? I don't remember the state we were in. Oregon? No. I don't know. So we went to Darwin, whatever. And so we, like, it was the middle of the night because it took us a long time to get there. And it was the freakiest thing I've ever been to. So apparently, like, it was a ghost town, but then, like, NASA now owns it. And so there's, some, like, testing facility. So it's, like,
nuclear.
No, it's, like, it's definitely alien related. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's why it's a ghost town.
Yeah, so we're driving through this, like ghost town, and a rabbit runs across the road.
But
like,
was it really a rabbit?
Yeah, like I almost died. Like no, we got like it was just really creepy. So like we were there, and there's like all these dusty cars and like these old shops and old stuff, and you're like, oh, what?
So what's the difference between an abandoned town and a ghost town?
A ghost town is haunted.
Oh, of course.
And it's owned by NASA. And they pretend that it's like, is there a difference? I don't know. I think an abandoned town is a ghost town. I don't know. But it was a great trip. So road tripping is great. James, you have a favorite road trip?
I went to Florida. And we stopped.
This is why we have James on the podcast every week.
And we stopped at And we stopped at one of those rest stops.
One of those rest
stops. Wow, that's so good.
That's about it. You know, I don't really have many stories. Oh, wait, we do. I'm sorry. So this is the Florida one. I was really young, and we had a big family. We still have a big family. It's not like anyone left.
We used to have a big family.
It's gotten even bigger.
Till this road trip.
that happened. But they're still lost. No, it does have to deal with loss. So this is before cell phones, guys. All right, so I was
Most of our listeners don't remember a time before cell phones.
Yeah, I know, right? This is when you use the landlines, and you had pay phones everywhere. You would insert quarters to use this phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and...
quarters?
This is like before internet. I don't even know if internet was around.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's a quarter?
Are you that old?
So, we were driving, so we had to rent a Grand Am. We rented a white Grand Am, I remember, because I'm into cars. And so I'm like, okay, this is cool. And we got a cheap van. The Grand Am's sweet. But all the girls got to go in the Grand Am, except for one, my sister Gretchen. She was not happy because she was in the van with the guys. And we're like, yeah, party in the van. And so we're driving, and my dad is leading, and he switches lanes and gets off on an exit. Well, I guess my mom didn't see it. She kept going. And so we're going now in different directions. And he's like, ah. So we real quick, like, we're like, what should we do? Well, we got to chase him. So we somehow get back on the highway, and we are driving fast. And we see a Grand Am, and it is flying. It's like going like 90. So we're trying to catch up, and you have to go 95 to catch it. You know,
and then you realize there's a white Ford Bronco, and you're like,
"Why?" No, we did catch it finally. They were running.
OJ Simpson didn't try anybody. Okay.
No, no one knows that one. All right. That's even older.
All right, so you
yeah, so we finally catch up, and then we like passing, and they look scared. A little old lady.
Handful of men are chasing this lady.
So we finally stop at a gas station. We call somebody who we're going to visit. Hey, we got lost. And then, like, through this person, we had to call back and forth because eventually my mom stopped and they called this person. And then we'd have to wait and call later and be like, hey, did they call you? No? Okay, well, we'll call you in an hour. We don't know where to... You know, it's like, what do we do? What do you do?
They spent all their vacation money on quarters. Yeah. Like, they did some calls, and they turned around and went home.
We never made it to Florida.
Yeah, we never made it. So
we stayed in a hotel. We got Pizza Hut.
I'm going to be in Florida next week. I'm excited. Wait, did you really not make it to Florida?
No, we did.
Oh, okay.
That just took an extra day.
Oh, gosh.
Because we're like, you know, bouncing back and forth.
So did this cause tension between your mom and dad? Were they like...
I don't remember.
Oh. Because there's a guy that, like, I forget his name, but he, like, writes books on, like, family dynamics and stuff. And he said, your family needs to go on a camping trip. Because he talks about, like, his first camping trip. He's like, they went, and he's like... Like, just everything that could go wrong, possibly, like, went wrong. And, like, by the end of the trip, they all, like, were so angry at each other and, like, didn't talk. So the whole way back, nobody talked to each other.
Best
they got home,
ever.
And they're like, why do we do this? Like, we hate each other. It's the worst thing ever. And then the next day, like, they could not stop laughing. They were like, just
because it's the best. You go, like, I remember that time when you got so mad.
That's what happened with me and Dave out west. Like, when we got done with that trip, because we missed our flight that morning, like, out of Vegas. Like, we were so mad at each other. And then, like, but now that we talk about that trip, like, that trip was the greatest. Like, it was so much fun. So, but, okay, so this podcast is about worldview, not about camping trips. So, so with high school students, with you guys, like, we just want to talk about, like, things that you guys are interested in and things that you guys like and as far as, like, pop culture and stuff. And so, favorite movies, last movie you saw in the theater, whatever. So... Ready, go. No, because we talk about, like, worldview and, like, how the things that we take in, like shape the world around us. So, like,
yeah.
The way we view stuff, a lot of it is affected by friends, parents, not friends' parents, could be friends' parents, but your friends and your parents, and then like, the media stuff. Like, media affects a lot of, like, how you view the world around you, and so, so what, like... What's the last movie you saw in theaters? We'll go with that one.
Me and Mallory saw
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Inside Out was fantastic. I best love that Pixar movie ever made.
Whoa, better than Up?
Better than Up.
What?
I see, with me and Pixar movies, like, it's hard to rate my favorite, because, like, I'll watch them and be like, this is the greatest.
Yeah.
I love it.
Except for Cars 2.
I really liked that. Oh. Cars
2. That didn't go through your mind at all.
Brave was okay in Cars 2. I haven't seen Cars 2. Cars 2 is the only Pixar movie I haven't seen. You don't like Brave?
Oh, no.
Cars
2
is it. I like Cars Brave. Cars 1 was a lot better.
But it wasn't my favorite. So, Inside Out, like, what's the message of Inside Out? Like, what's the point of what they're saying?
Well, it's basically just about, like, the emotions that run inside your head and how joy and sadness are actually very closely linked, Like, there's just a thin line between joy and sadness, and sometimes in order to find joy, you have to go through sadness. It's kind of confusing, but
watch the
movie and it'll make sense.
Yeah, because you don't know... You can't know, like, great joy if you don't know, the sadness.
Yes.
But then, so that begs the question, then did Adam and Eve know joy if they didn't have pain before the fall?
Mm. Wow.
Wow. This
oh, my God.
This just went there. We just went there. All right, answer all right. It. Somebody.
Frank Coleman just showed up with lots of...
Frank, what did you
I don't
show
know
up
what he
with?
Has.
Oh, my gosh.
Bags of goodies.
Of beer.
So, at camp, when we go to camp...
Beer bottles? Or is that...
It's what root beer.
It? You can apple soda.
Apple soda.
Apple soda for the gang.
Frank Coleman, everybody. Buying stuff nobody will drink. Yeah. Hey, you kids, I bought apple soda so you won't drink my sodas. Sorry. Frank's a great guy.
I'm not making fun of you.
Frank, this is on the World Wide Web right now.
Yeah.
So, we got some new people join us. Cameron and JW. So, what was the last movie you got? Oh, Cameron!
Yeah, I finally got to see Jurassic World.
You gotta come a lot closer, because you're far away. Alright.
Yeah.
So, Cameron, he's the one that decided to go see Pitch Perfect 2 instead of Jurassic World.
Hey.
We took away his man card, but he got it back.
Yes, so, I got it back.
So, Jurassic World... Which, if you've ever listened to this podcast, we love that movie. It's the greatest movie of all time.
We talk about it every time.
I know.
Yeah. I've never seen.
You never seen Jurassic World?
No, any of them.
It's not,
I've seen the third one.
It's not drastic. It's Jurassic.
Yeah, you know, like the time period.
Frank, if you could make more noise with that bag and box, that would be fantastic.
I didn't even know there was four of them.
You can make all the noise.
Well, everyone kind of forgot about the third one.
I didn't know there was four of them until probably 2 weeks ago.
Did you know that there was one of them?
I knew there was the first one,
Jurassic World 1.
And then Jurassic World.
There's not Jurassic World.
There's only one Jurassic World. There's three Jurassic
Parks. Are they
Park.
Not the same?
Jurassic no. Park. Whoa, they're way different.
They're not the same.
Wait, what are the movies even about?
Oh my gosh.
What? Oh my goodness. You don't know what Jurassic
what?
Park's
my
about.
One.
Okay.
You know dinosaurs?
It's about this mosquito they find that has dinosaur blood in it.
Really?
And they extract it and get the dinosaur's DNA, and they combine it with frog DNA and create dinosaurs.
Really? That sounds way
yes.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Frank, did you like Jurassic World?
Love Jurassic World.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Frank, we're still friends.
And that's it.
Frank's out.
Frank out.
Frank out.
Frank, you're allowed to talk on a podcast. It's a conversational, open podcast. This one's like a crazy podcast. So
yeah.
Nobody listens to it except these people at the table. But no.
And then they'll rate it.
So,
five
star. Abby doesn't watch many movies.
Because she reads books.
I read books, yes.
What's the last book you read?
The Bible.
I'm reading through a couple books. I don't know which one I've read last.
Okay.
I read Counterfeit Gods by Timothy Keller.
Ooh.
Wow.
So I'm still reading through that with James. It's pretty good.
I'm reading it.
Very good.
So Cameron's reading
it. Oh, wait, I've got your book in my car. What are you talking about?
No, it's in my bag.
Oh, I'm reading another book also, Daring Greatly, by Brené Brown. It's about vulnerability.
Ooh.
So tell us, what's your deepest, darkest?
That's not vulnerability.
So.
That's not vulnerability. You're being vulnerable.
Wait. Abby, did you tell us about your favorite road trip?
Yeah, I said, mission trip stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but
wait.
I didn't tell about the tornado.
Yeah, you, before we were talking about this before show, so there was a tornado incident.
Wow.
Wait, tell, okay.
Okay, we were coming home from New Jersey one night. It was, like, a long day. And we were a couple hours from home, and there was a thunderstorm, like, near us, and it was producing tornadoes. And so we got off, thankfully, out of a gas station, Because then we found out that they closed.
Have you not seen Twister? They all died at the gas station.
They closed the interstate down. Oh, wow. So we had to spend the night there.
At a gas station?
No, at a hotel. But our windshield almost cracked.
Almost. What does that mean, almost cracked?
No, it didn't crack. There was a lot of hail. But we didn't have our helmets. That's exactly
it. So you have a helmet for what? Is it like an army helmet?
No, it's a bike helmet. So whenever there's storms, my mom likes us to wear bike helmets because if things were to fall on us, our heads would be protected.
Well, at least your heads were protected.
Abby has a sister, Emily, and so both of them, like, they have helmets that sometimes they'll bring on the trips in case there's a storm. There was a bad storm last night, and there was a picture of them with like wearing pots and pans on their head. And so I made a comment on Facebook.
Wait, do you not have your helmet?
I did not bring my helmet. My mom almost went home and got it. We were leaving. I brought it last year to high school.
Because your mom's a nurse, and she knows the importance of head safety. Which is funny because last year at the mission trip, your sister got a head injury.
Honestly, she wasn't wearing the helmet.
Yeah, it's from somebody was she. We were scaring people, and she was running down a dark hallway, and somebody jumped out and hit her in the head with the door, knocked her out cold. Almost went to the ER, but luckily she didn't.
We didn't. That cost too much.
And her mom's like, "If you would have been wearing your helmet, I'd been fine." So. So parents, like, a lot of times shape our worldview, right? Because, like, your parents...
Yeah.
So, Abby, someday, if you have children, will you make them wear helmets? Will that be something like... Because, legit, this is not a joke. When there's a severe thunderstorm warning or, like, a tornado, like, you guys put on helmets and get in the bathroom.
Yeah,
like
we were in our basement in our bathroom, and we put on helmets.
That's a real thing, and I'm not homeschooled. All right, so are you going to make your kids, like, do your mom and dad wear helmets?
Yeah, both my parents have helmets, too.
What? Your dad doesn't even wear a shirt when he drives. Okay, I hope your parents don't listen to that.
I know, right?
Hey, Grillos, I love you guys. Will you make your kids wear helmets?
Yeah, I probably will.
What?
It'll be the future. You won't need a helmet in the future.
No.
Why?
Why does that matter
if my kids life or death?
Yeah.
It protects their head, and your brain is very important. If you get a brain injury, that's
James
not
obviously.
Very great.
But in the future,
but what if your leg gets cut off in the storm?
But you can live without your leg. If you're brain dead, then
you're dead.
That's true. Yeah.
Can you live without a body?
Cameron, what makes a person a person? So,
yeah, if you can live without a body, then
your brain.
That's
you're probably an alien.
That was a movie
or
with
ghost.
Johnny Depp in it.
Oh yeah,
you don't even need a brain. That's what I was trying to get at. Oh. We can transcend with technology in the future. 10 years, guys.
No.
You guys can live for infinity.
No.
And beyond.
Look, when you fly back around,
Pixar.
So wait, so if you're saying, like, you can transfer your consciousness, because that's a new movie that's out this week, Selfless.
Selfless, yeah.
Where, this guy, has a lot of money, he built up all his empire and wealth. And
he's dying.
He's dying.
But this doctor comes and says, hey, you can live even longer. All you have to do is transfer your body.
We're transferring your consciousness.
Yes, your mind is going to be in this new sweet body that looks like Ryan
Gosling.
No, not Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds. I transfer my body.
Yeah, I would too, because he's the new Deadpool.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, but so that happens, right?
Cassie Kirk, would you transfer your consciousness into another person's body?
If you knew it worked.
If you were dying.
If I knew it worked and I was dying, yes.
What if it didn't work, but you were still dying?
And was there a possibility that in the future it may work?
Let's say
if it's not going to work, why would you do it?
Right.
But she's dying anyway. So let's say you have a month to live, right? And they're saying, hey, we can try this new thing. We don't know if it'll totally work, but we think it'll work. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't, but you've only got a month to live.
Right, live it up that last month.
Live it up.
Yeah, YOLO.
Shout out to the Biffles.
All right. Wait. Let's go. I want to hear other people's opinion. Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah, I think I will.
Talk louder. Don't cover
your
mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Darth Vader's here.
Mason joined us. Hi, Mason.
Hello, Mason.
Okay. What's
going on? I think I would if I knew it was a set time I had, even if it was not certain it would work, I would.
So you would still have your, thoughts and memories and all that stuff, Yeah. And you'd just be in a different body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JW, would you do that?
Yes, I totally would.
I would do that even if I wasn't dying.
Wow, why not? I hate my body.
I want a new body.
What if it was a robot body?
Heck yeah.
Robocop.
Yes.
No? I would not do if it was a robot.
Between dying and living?
Yeah, but a robot is not able to do all the things that humans can do, and they don't look
as
pretty.
They can do more.
They don't look pretty.
They don't look as
pretty. Have you not seen the future? Have you not been to the future?
Yeah, like robots don't have emotions.
But you would have, because your brain is the part.
I just don't think this would work. That would work. Like, I would do it if I, okay, so like, they're like, okay, you have 5 hours and 10 minutes.
To live?
Wow.
You really
she plays this a lot out in her mind. Like, 5 hours and 11 minutes? No way, but if it's 5 hours and 10 minutes, I'm doing it.
If I knew the exact time I was going to die, I would do it 10 minutes before. So I would do it at, like, when they're like, you have 10 minutes left.
So
I would transfer it to someone that I like. That's really pretty.
Oprah.
Not
really pretty, but rich.
Here's the part.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So you're saying you're gonna play God?
For a new body.
Yeah. What if I want to meet Jesus? This isn't even a possibility, though. Like, it's not
yet.
It is in the future.
I probably honestly wouldn't do it.
Movies or their future is going.
I wouldn't do it.
I want a driving car, like self-driving car.
Yeah, that's like next year. You can get that next year. So that's like present.
I remember reading 3-2-1 Contact magazine. Yeah, I said it. And they used to say, like, this was like years ago. They're like, oh yeah, by like the end of the 20th century, we're gonna have like the key thumbprints for like every house. So you won't have keys anymore. You'll just go up in your thumbprint.
Now it's your smartphone.
Yeah,
houses are the future. Whoa,
sorry, she's gonna chew gum.
You can't chew gum during a podcast.
Yeah, man. Amateur. No, wait.
Here. How about this? So, the body versus the robot body. Which one would you want?
My real body.
I'm not saying your real body, but someone else's real body that you transfer your mind.
I go robot body because
you live longer and jump higher. Think about this. You get a real body and your arm gets cut off. What are you gonna do? I get a robot body, arm get cut off. Build a new.
You could put like a Darth Vader arm. Prosthetic. Yeah.
You can. So you're basically a robot. A cyborg.
But you don't start off as a robot.
I can deal with that. I mean, at least it's not my whole body that's gone.
So
I could deal with just.
I'm okay.
Robocop.
Oh, man. Okay, ready? Everybody say robot body or regular body? Cassie?
Regular body.
Robot body.
Robot body.
Regular body.
Robot body.
Regular body.
Regular body.
Robot body. Okay.
Yeah. Almost all the guys said robot body, and all the girls said regular body. Yeah.
Except for Mason. Mason went with regular body.
Good job, Mason.
Well, the guys want a robot body.
Robot body. You still have your thoughts, though. You couldn't ever cry, though, because then you short out.
Yeah.
I have a waterproof.
My robot heart cannot love.
No, you do. You're not a robot.
Girls have
to cry,
or it'd be terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true.
You couldn't watch Inside Out.
What about your slides?
All right, did you guys cry during Inside Out?
I teared it. It's all in the robot now.
Okay. I cried.
I teared up a little.
Because they're girls.
Inside Out. I didn't. I wanted to, but I didn't.
She's too much of a man.
Cry. I don't cry. Just throw up.
Spoilers.
This movie's really sad. I have my gag reflex and my tear ducts are backwards.
Every time
I go to throw up, my eyes just water a lot. The old pizza comes out. Carrots? Why is it always carrots? All right, sorry. Okay.
Candy.
I don't know. What were you going to say, James? Okay.
I was at, you know, because we didn't, you asked this question via text. You said, what would you do to extend your life?
Okay.
So we didn't really answer that. We just said, would we? And many of you were like, no.
No, a lot of you said they would. They said they'd transfer their consciousness to another body. So... But yeah, what lengths would you go to extend your life? But it's different, right? So this goes back to worldview. So if you're like a follower of Jesus, it's different. Like because Paul says to live as Christ, to die is gain. Like it's gain for him to die because he knows he's going to be like in the presence of God. His robot body is not going to short out. His regular body is going to decay and get
old.
Paul
had a robot body?
A little one. He had a tiny little robot body.
Ant-Man. Here's where we find
all
out.
All right. Ant-Man. The Apostle Paul was the original Ant-Man. No. his robot body. No, so, but yeah, but he says to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And so, like, he knows there's benefit for him living because he can share Christ with people. But then for him to die, like, that's, like, to him, that's gain. Like, he's going to be in the presence of God. He doesn't have to worry about death or decay anymore. Like, we're today at high school camp. Yeah, high school camp today, we talked about Paul and, like, how he went through crazy stuff. Like, he got whipped to the point of death, like, 5 times. He was beaten with rods. He was shipwrecked. People didn't like him. Like, he just had a bad life. And you're like, but he's like, but I'm gonna make the most of it. But he's like, if I die, then I'm gonna be in the presence of God. So, you know, I'll be here and do God's work until he calls me home. So, but, well, okay, so would Paul have transferred his consciousness, though?
No, I don't think he would have.
Because he said, I will be all things to all men, so that I might win some, like, to Christ. So if he knew, if I live longer, then I can keep telling people about Jesus, would he have transferred his consciousness?
He's still alive!
The apostle!
He is Paul Rudd!
This is like a circular question.
Why? I don't think he would. Let's sit here.
He says dying is a gain for him because he gets to meet Jesus, but then also he would, if he lived and transferred his consciousness, then more people would come to Christ. So both of them have positives, I think.
I don't think he would have, because it would have been immortality.
Yeah, I think
he believes in the mortality of people, which I do too.
So you're saying, so what lengths would you go to extend your life? So, like, I mean, eating healthy is a good example.
Nope, don't do that. So honestly, I don't care about extending my life.
Exercising?
Nope,
don't do that.
I only eat bacon.
Dude, I'm on a great diet. I play video games.
You're exercising.
I'm on a seafood diet. I seafood and I eat it.
Well played.
Wow, look at that. Nice. Somebody has jokes. I didn't think you were that funny.
Man.
I would have said that to Peyton, but he wasn't.
Yeah, where'd Peyton go? He said he wanted to be on the podcast.
I'll go grab him.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be on the podcast. And then
are you just going to grab him, or are you going to bring him back?
He's going to run up and grab him.
Because a lot of movies and, like, even books, like, the theme is, like, they're searching for ways to extend life. And so that's, like, that Selfless movie, like, this guy has built, like, his whole life is built around, like, what he's gained. And so he has to act like that old guy has died, and now, like, he's this other person coming on the scene. But I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. It didn't get very good reviews. I don't know that I don't know content or anything about it. I don't think it's that great. But it's just kind of one of those ideas where, like, what would I do? Like, without Christ.
That comes down to your worldview.
Yeah, because without Christ, yes. Like,
I'm going to extend my life.
All I have. You can't
more partying. I mean, he gets the best body ever.
Ryan Reynolds.
I know. He's really buff.
Okay, sorry. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, but that's it.
He's really buff.
And there's another angel.
So, on podcast episode 13, we learned that every time there's a pause in the conversation, angels fly overhead. So,
So now you know.
So. Or, is that true?
Yes.
It's in the book of First Hesitations. So, I also heard that, like, every time there's a lull in the conversation, somebody thinks of Abraham Lincoln. So,
Our second president.
Second president, according to Karina Wells.
No, that was Lauren Daigle.
She's like, second president?
The second they tried to guess. She had to describe who Abraham Lincoln was, and she said, the second president.
Oh, man.
And we were all like, wow.
Welcome to high school. So
she's one of the worship leaders.
Lord Daigle, how can it be Caleb, a fan winner or whatever?
She is.
So somebody at camp said that the second president of the United States, so not a high school student,
no,
an adult person,
on Caleb.
Abraham Lincoln. On Caleb?
Yeah, Lord Daigle.
She has a copy of Caleb.
Yeah.
Wait, is she here?
Yeah.
She's
here.
What?
She's worship leaders.
Oh, I hope she didn't listen to our podcast. Because we did not talk good things about Caleb. But,
Yeah.
I don't want to be put in that boat.
James liked it. But,
positive, encouraging.
Caleb.
Negative and discouraging.
Yeah. Negative and discouraging. Okay. So, extending your life. I mean, healthy diet, exercise, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you can extend your life now.
Yeah. But what, I mean, what about those it works things?
That's just, if you notice, the only way we really extend our lives is through ease. I'll do it if it's easy.
So,
like, all I have to do is lay down here, and you'll put this thing over my face, and you'll transfer my consciousness. Heck yeah, I'll take that new body for that.
So, here's 10 easy ways to increase your life expectancy.
Okay, here we go.
Go for a walk.
Too hard. All right, next.
My Adobe Flash player is out of date. Eat more fish.
Hey.
Eating broccoli twice a week. That's not me, though.
Eating fish once or twice a week can cut your risk of having a fatal heart attack by more than a third.
See, people? Whoa, come on. Get out there and fish.
It may also... I like what it says also. Because they're like, it may... Also reduce the risk of several cancers and ease the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. But like when it says it may, because like that's like with dark chocolate and wine. Not. They're like, oh, glass of wine a day is good for you, and then they're like, oh no, it's not. It means you're alcoholic, and then like, oh no, wait, we're wrong. It is good for you, and then just like they keep going back and forth about different stuff. So lift weights.
What?
Scientists once believed that nothing could be done about the withering of muscle associated with aging. The 1990 study was published by some guy who cares that it was if you maintain like lifting weights, it helps you. So, so lift some weights.
Yeah,
pump some iron. Get a pet.
We can't do that.
Seniors who own pets are less likely to be depressed than those who don't. So
basically, don't be depressed.
So, but what if you, like, picked up your dog every day? Would that count? Would you, like...
Yeah, you double. So, look at that. I have a pet and a weight.
And then you eat it.
12.
So, wow, you Mason has a 12-year-old dog. Eat your pet if it's made of fish.
Yeah, obviously, that's why she didn't have a pet.
I have a pet. I have a dog, but he has diabetes. So.
What?
Gives her dog insulin. Twice a day, and he has to eat on a plate. Yeah.
Does your dog wear a helmet when there's a thunderstorm?
Yes.
Dog
no.
Vitamin B12, so add supplements to your diet, so like extra vitamins and stuff. That's dumb. Quit smoking.
Very
so,
important.
Yeah. Quit by 50 and you have half the risk of continuing smokers have of dying in the next 15 years, so that's good. Challenge your mind. So Abby would like that, but she just ran out. So,
I would love that. Honestly, I just hung up on Maddie.
Challenge your mind. So stimulating your mental activities, learning foreign language, reading a challenging book, playing bridge.
Bridge.
It says playing bridge.
Really?
It's a card game.
No other game besides bridge.
It said bridge.
So are those video games I've been spending time on? Nothing.
Ooh, be optimistic.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
This is hard.
Very true.
Wait, so your body pumps out adrenaline and cortisol, which are meant to help you cope with danger in the short term, but which can damage your immune system, heart, and brain when you're constantly keyed up. So if you're positive, like that stress, like you have a better chance of extending your life. Mm-hmm. Spend time with friends. And there's a picture of three ladies that are laughing and drinking coffee together.
Aww.
So you can't stand and jog and refuse to swear off chips and dip. Here's the good news. A poker game with your pals may be equally beneficial.
Huh.
So hang out with friends. And then help someone else. So you volunteering, you helping someone else out. After 6 months, participants reported much greater self-esteem and happiness than those in the control group. So if you help somebody else out, it helps you to live longer because you're more happy about life.
I mean, better. I just wasted time on them. I better get it back somehow.
I better get something in return.
Yeah.
Like longer life. You know that old joke where that lady like made her husband eat like bran muffins every day and like special cereal and he could only he ate fish and like all this like health foods and stuff. Like this was like when he turned 50, like she cut all like the fatty foods out of their life, and so when they died and got to heaven, like they just had like trays of bacon everywhere, and there's like a golf course and you could play golf all the time. There's like just great stuff. And but the husband was really mad, and his wife's like, "Why are you mad? This is perfect." He's like, "We could have been here 15 years ago if it wasn't for your stupid diet." That's not a true story, Abby. Was not true. Okay, so nothing. All right, we talked about movies and robot bodies. What about music? So what you guys?
Fight song.
So right now, Cassie's favorite song. Cassie, what's your favorite song right now?
Gosh,
I was setting you up. You guys are like, the whole time, like,
OMG.
Every chance I get, I'm going to say, and you're going to sing the song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What is it?
Whippin' Nene! Oh, my gosh!
Chris is not here.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, watch me whip, watch me Nene.
So,
I'm doing the motions right now.
No, you weren't. So
you
I
said I could lie on the podcast. Okay.
That's true.
I didn't hear that. So,
so like wait. So you were Mallory was teaching us how to nay nay. So nay nay is when you put your hands in the air, but you don't
one
move
hand,
your hands.
You put one hand, usually your right.
All right
hand,
everybody, everybody, do all listeners right
and
now.
You
drive
and
keep one hand on the wheel.
Well, you only nay nay with one hand.
Okay, so one hand
you
on the wheel, one
hand
in the air.
Your hand in the air.
Is it just right hand?
It's usually just your right.
Just right hand.
You're
okay.
Dominant.
You're, yeah, you're dominant.
Okay,
yes, so it's your
left,
left
hand.
Yeah, okay, your left hand. Right. And you're supposed to move, leave your hand where it is and move your shoulders. Your hand, will, your arm and hand will move naturally, but that's what you're supposed to do, like, kind of your back.
So you just move your shoulders. Okay.
And you kind of walk back at the same time. Like
so you walk backwards. But make sure, like, when you're, like, nay-naying, that you're not, like, standing on the edge of a building.
Yeah, I know.
That would be
terrible. Or, like, on the street where buses drive by.
This is like that one movie. Train.
Yeah, don't, JW said don't slap somebody in the face next to you. That's good.
Don't nay-nay near man.
Train track, Mason, yeah. Good.
Don't pick up a pen.
What?
Do Tomorrowland.
Oh.
Man, you got
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, because we
you
were talking about that. It was really relevant to what we
man,
were saying.
I was telling
you.
So.
I was in that movie, so.
What?
Well, you said don't pick up a Tomorrowland pin. We got it. We used just a pin. I'm thinking like a riding pin.
So
not
like
a little
what?
Trinket. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you guys.
You're
cool.
Insane. Okay, so Abby, you said fight song, which this is hopefully my song of summer. So
it's the best song ever, other than Amazing Grace.
Other than Amazing
what?
Grace. This is my first song.
Wait, Amazing
Take
Grace is the best
song
ever?
Song.
Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Turn right, I'll be strong.
Chris was singing this
I don't know any more than that. But.
Chris was singing this in our hotel room yesterday.
Yeah, gosh, I love that. I do like that song. Abby, why do you like that song?
It's really catchy, and I just remember you dancing to it.
I do. I dance that song quite often, every time it's on. So, the other day, like, my wife had not, my first wife, Angela, had not heard of this song.
Your first wife?
My only wife. But she hadn't heard of that song, and so, because I kept telling her about it, but she hadn't heard it, and then it was on the radio twice when we were driving, and I sang it really loud to her, and...
And
she's like, why did I marry you?
But, does she like it?
Yeah,
that's
she
likes
it. It's the fight song. Cassie, what's not
to like
about
song.
It? So,
she married you for your money.
Yeah, I'm a youth pastor, so.
Didn't totally think of that one out.
No money, no honey.
No money, no honey. So, all right, well, okay, we talked about it a few weeks ago with Christian music, and Abby, you did weigh in about listening to K-Love. So, how many of you guys listen to Christian radio? We'll say that. We won't say
how
specific
often?
Ones. Like, okay, when you're driving in the car with parents, do your parents listen to...
No.
What was your mom listen to?
My mom listens to the normal radio stations, and because she doesn't know what anything means, so we have to kind of tell her when a song is bad.
Notice that Mallory said normal radio stations because Christian radio
I mean,
is abnormal. Not,
I mean, like just like pop music stations.
Yes, okay.
I mean, most of the time it's just pop music.
Why don't you guys listen to our podcast when you drive?
Because that requires Wi-Fi, and we do not have Wi-Fi in our car.
No, it doesn't.
You
can,
should.
So you
can download it.
You may not know this.
Yeah.
I had
I didn't know that.
I learned this a few weeks ago. Yeah. So if you pull it up on iTunes, there's like a little cloud button with an arrow.
Okay.
If you click that while you're on Wi-Fi, it downloads it, and then you can listen to it afterward. And
really?
Then
yeah.
It'll delete it off your phone once you listen to it. Oh. But yeah, because I used like 7 gigs of data in 1 month, and we went
he
over.
He got so much trouble.
I did get in trouble, and so.
Grounded.
So then I found out that I can download the podcast.
Well,
now.
Then it looks like I will
yes!
might do that.
All right,
I will
might.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Rachel Smolin for listening to our podcast while she drives now. Okay, that's not gonna happen. All right, so she listens to pop music, and then you have
yeah.
to tell her like, hey,
I
mom.
Mean, sometimes like she doesn't always like she just listens to the song more. Here's the beat, and so I'm like, mom, they just said like 5 cuss words. We turn the song off, and she's like. Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Wow.
So
I,
she's a great person.
What?
Like,
oh,
like,
man.
I do
like that now, like, you guys are policing your parents.
We
like,
do.
Right
it's hilarious.
To, like, mom.
I did that just this
That's
week.
That's a bad song.
This you, morning.
You can't
I did?
Listen to that.
No, a couple mornings ago.
Oh, yesterday.
There was this,
did.
Yeah, there was a song on Spotify, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but it sounds bad, so we skipped it, and we burned a skip. Yeah, the parent was not happy.
I was like, what is this song? And Alex skipped it. Or you skipped it.
Was that a song about bodies right now or whatever?
Talking bodies.
That
song is terrible.
Yeah, but your mom, like, loves it. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. We're talking bodies.
So this is the Disney radio station sometimes, too, because we have satellite radio. And
we don't have it anymore.
We got rid of it.
Okay.
I thought we
Well... Somebody doesn't communicate in their family. Because Marcy drives on your own now, so you don't ride with your mom.
I don't ride with my mom.
So, Marcy, what do you listen to in the car when you drive?
Usually it's Pandora.
Okay.
And so it's either, it depends.
Jonas Brothers
radio station, or Today's Hits, or the Ed Sheeran, and because that has a lot of my Taylor Swift.
Ah.
Nice.
T-Swifty.
I love her.
Yeah.
All right. So is Taylor Swift going on a trajectory... Like, is she going on a different path than she was originally? Do you feel?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, like,
I think in her music style, yes, but I don't think that she...
Her messaging?
Her messaging, not really.
With it depends on the song.
Her clothes, she wears?
Yeah, her clothes, yes, have definitely shortened.
She used to wear the big poof skirts that you see down in Nashville.
She has to change. The culture's changing.
Oh.
She wants to keep up. She has to change.
But, okay, so you say that, but I would say Taylor Swift kind of brought music back to a different trajectory. Like, I think she changed culture, but
so now she's giving in to peer pressure.
But now she's, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's all about Taylor
Swift.
But her next album, let's see what happens if she's when she comes out with her new.
Taylor Swift does listen to the show. So thanks, Taylor Swift.
Thanks,
Taylor.
We are concerned.
We don't know if she does or not, but we assume she does. We assume everybody does.
Why would you ask that?
Poor Abby.
Abby thought that Taylor Swift. What
Taylor does. I don't know why you guys are putting her down right now.
Taylor Swift sent us the email at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Anybody can write in. So, actually, we do have a question for you. So, podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. And tell us, what's a movie that you watched that, like, impacted you in some way? Like, it changed your thinking, made you, like, cry about something, or, like, you thought differently about something, or it was a movie that, like, moved you. It, like, had, like... great intense emotions behind it. So, all right, but so Taylor Swift, sorry, that's a little plug. So, so you think she was like going in a different direction. Like, you think she's changing because of the culture?
Mm-hmm.
Cassie, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, but you don't think, like, do you think that she changed some of the way that music was heading? Because I felt like she came in at a time when, like, music was going in a direction of, like, very sexualized, very, skimpy skirts, like, girls were very objects of men's affection and all that stuff. And Taylor Swift kind of came in with this, like, good girl mentality of, what was that, Romeo and Juliet song?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was when she was still
country.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's officially, this album, she said that is not country. It is pop.
Yeah, she completely
moved. I feel like
she's,
not country a long time ago. But.
She completely moved, too. Like, she lives in New York now. Like, she has a house in New York.
Oh, man.
Her country roots have just gone from her.
They're out of here.
Yeah, they're out.
Taylor, we're disappointed.
No. I don't know. I hate country music, so I'm not that disappointed.
But her country music was great.
Yeah, because it was pop music. And she just considered it was country. So... I feel like Taylor Swift, like, her image of what she was, like, back on those albums, Romeo and Juliet, and then when you're 15, like, that song.
Oh, that's because she wrote when she was 15.
Yeah.
Man.
I think I like it, too, that she actually writes her own songs, because artists
get so much more respect from me if they write their own songs.
Especially when it's about breakups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all about love. We love love songs.
I
like that Delilah gives. So if you don't hear Delilah, she's on she's always on the easy listening stations. But she like gives people love advice. She's had like four husbands.
I know she has.
Hey Delilah, why don't you go back
to
back and listen to your radio show and be like, hey, this is a song that made me stay with my husband. Oh, okay, I'll listen to this one a lot. So either she's I don't know. So do you? Like, if somebody does that, like, if somebody, like, has terrible relationships, but they give you relationship advice, do you take it?
No.
No.
Oh, whoa.
No.
Because they have experience.
Depends on where they're at currently. If they're in a terrible relationship, then I'm like, okay, you're giving me all this advice, but you're obviously not following. Truth is truth. And so, if it's good advice, it doesn't matter where the source is. If it's good, then it's good.
But how can someone with good advice... lead such a life that is not of truth?
I can know truths. I don't have to apply them. It's like Christians, you know? They say, hey, I should love my neighbor. I don't do that. I could say all this good stuff, but I don't think you should disqualify something just because
Was it true that the fruit was going to make Adam and Eve like God? That was true. Right? Knowing it good would. And evil.
Yeah, it would make them like
so
God.
That. So that was a, true.
Yes.
And but the source was Satan.
Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a true statement.
But he wasn't lying. He wasn't saying it won't make you like God. And he deceived them. He didn't say it the same way.
Yeah, you said it doesn't matter to the source.
Yeah, it's
because Satan speaks
source.
Truth to us, but it's a lot of times it's half truth. Like it's not.
Ah,
it's
see,
not
it's
the whole,
half truth.
Yeah, but it's still true.
I'm saying truth, truth.
Mm. Oh, you're double.
Good
speech.
Advice is good advice, no matter where it comes from.
But hey, like the fruit was pleasing in the eye. Like it, like he said, hey.
Uh huh.
Did God really say like he, like? I mean, his statements were true statements.
But what was the? If you go back, it's hey, you're not supposed to eat from it at all.
Right.
So even though he's saying true statements. I mean, he lied after that.
Truth is truth.
Will it really? Will you really die?
Yeah. But you said, like, the source doesn't matter. I think it does matter.
I do, too.
No, I think you can't disqualify something just because...
Satan
well,
says it. I'm kidding. But no, I get what you're saying, but I don't know if I agree or not.
It's okay. So, you're wrong.
Well, yeah, you have to consider the source.
You can look at the source, but I don't think you should say, well, I'm not going to listen to your advice because... Look at you. You can't judge knowledge just because of the person's character, I don't think.
But you never heard the phrase, consider the source?
Did you come up with that?
Yeah, just now. No. But I mean, that's because, actually, some of the best like marriage advice I got was from one of my English teachers who, she had two or three marriages, but like I think... Like, from that, she did have wisdom on, like, what relationships were, because she said, you don't marry the person, you marry the family. Like, that was probably one of the best,
whoa.
That was probably the best, like, marriage advice I got. So, take that, right? Everybody write that down right now. So, you don't marry the person, you marry the family.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I looked at, like, because it was one of those things, like, in high school, like, we consider her a hypocrite. Like, you give us all this love advice, but you're, like, a terror, like, you have bad relationships, and you've been divorced a couple times, and all that.
How about this? Okay, so... You're obviously supposed to show wisdom. You should be like, oh, that's a truth, so I'm going to follow it. How does it apply to my life? But if I'm a smoker, I'm not.
She was.
Okay, I'm a smoker. All right, and I smoke.
Get our papers back. And, like,
and I say, hey, Abby, you shouldn't smoke. You're going to look at me and be like, no, that's not true. I can do that. I could say, Abby, you shouldn't smoke because it's unhealthy. But you see me smoking. Am I giving you good advice?
Possibly.
Wait,
but you're not following it yourself.
It doesn't matter
so
if I follow it.
Why
it's still
should I
want good to
follow
advice.
It if you're not following it? Why
right.
should I do something?
You shouldn't let somebody else's character determine your own. Chuck
that's
Elliott.
That's not determining my character, though.
But you're looking at my actions and letting my actions determine what you do when you should determine your own actions. Because guess what? What I do doesn't affect you. It's not like God's going to be like, well... I mean, he's going to look at you and be like, what'd you do in this situation? Not what they did.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's again, that's why I come back to truth. If it's a truth, you weigh it, like in Adam and Eve, you weigh it, be like, oh, the Satan's saying this, so should I be eating from the tree anyway? No.
So you're considering the source. You just said. So you're considering the source of where it's coming from.
No, but I'm not letting it disqualify, because I feel like a lot of times you're like, oh, I'm going to disqualify it
okay.
because of the source.
Yeah, well,
but I'm saying truth is truth. Don't disqualify a truth because of the source.
All right, so I want to hear from you guys as high school students. So how important is it, like, that somebody's, like, character and integrity, like, when they tell you stuff? So, like, we've had, like, awesome speakers this week. So if you went backstage and they're, like, they're having a beer and smoking, and they're cussing and stuff like that, like, what would that, how would you view what they said to you on the stage? Would it affect what they had said to you?
Yeah, I mean, in some way. I mean, I would have as much respect for them as... I mean, not just, I mean, they're up on stage, and if they were, like, talking about, like, don't drink alcohol and all this stuff, and then they go behind, and they're like,
Yeah.
And so, it's like, I'm, like, why am I sitting here listening to this when you're, like, you're doing this thing? I don't know.
Okay, no, sorry. So, yeah, I that makes sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think, yeah. I think if they did said that, and then I went behind stage and was like, you're doing this, like...
What if they didn't talk about drinking on stage? What
if
they
didn't, but,
yeah,
but I went backstage and they were drinking and whatever, I would lose respect for them as, like, a speaker because they're leading these lives of, like, I mean, even though they don't say it directly, I mean, I'm not, like, the don't drink alcohol part, but, like,
Well, yeah, but if they're back there, like, I mean, doing stuff that you're like, I don't, this isn't wise, right? Like, it's not wise that they're at high school camp drinking beer and smoking and cussing and hanging over all over the ladies. I don't know. But, so...
They would lose respect in my book from me because the way that they live their lives from the stage, to me, in my opinion, should be the way that they live their lives off the stage. So if I'm like, wait, you're not the same person that you were 5 minutes ago when you were telling me all these things, then it would be like.
So it seems like their actions don't line up. So their behavior and beliefs don't.
Yeah.
But did they ever say that their actions and behaviors were supposed to line up? For instance, like, you have somebody who's in a relationship that's bad, and they've had all these other ones before, and they're saying, hey, you shouldn't do this.
I don't think
they aren't claiming, hey, I have a good relationship.
Their opinion, though. I would be like, well, I know.
Anyway.
I'd look and be like, I know that you have had bad relationships, and I know that right now in this place that you are not capable of telling me advice that would help me, so I just wouldn't even ask.
But they are capable of it, because from experience.
If they're not learning from their own experiences, why would I even talk about
it? So wait, how about this? All right, let's take a coach. All right, I'm a coach. I'm big. I can't do any of the things that my people I coach can do. Uh-huh. All right? And so would you disqualify the coach because he's not capable of doing everything?
Has he played before?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then,
he's been out there, but he hasn't been very good, but he studied all this stuff, and everything he says is actually true, but you're like, you can't apply any of this stuff to you, say. You're not capable.
Well, okay,
that's different because that's a leadership position. Uh-huh. So he's like saying, like, hey, here's the strategies and stuff. Like, I mean, just like an army general doesn't necessarily, like, hasn't fought every battle, but he can, like, look at strategies and say, hey, this is what you need to do, but... That doesn't mean, like, he can go out and do all the combat stuff. Like, there's different roles for different people.
Yeah.
But so, that's different because that's, like, a coaching thing, not an integrity thing. So, like, lifestyle and actions don't...
Well, again, integrity thing, but I come back to, is this person claiming to have something they're giving you advice for?
I think Marcy hit the nail on the head when she said that even though you know that they've gone through the experience or the coach has coached before, it's up to the discretion of your own character to determine if you want to take on that advice that they're passing out. Just because someone tells me that if I exercise and eat right every day, I'm going to lose weight, and I do it or don't do it, it's going to be up to me if I want to put the effort into it or if Marcy wants to take the advice from the person who's giving poor relationship advice.
Yeah, but it still doesn't take away that they give you good advice.
You
should exercise and eat right.
But it's up to you to...
Exactly.
If you want to put it in and reciprocate it and listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Marcy, I wouldn't ask. If I knew that someone was a smoker and a drinker, I wouldn't be like, so what are you doing this weekend? Because I know they would tell me they're going to a party.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So is authenticity important, though?
Yes.
You don't want people to give you fake advice.
Well, it's not fake advice. It's still truth. It's just they don't apply it.
But they're not living their life, so why am I even asking them?
But,
yes.
I mean, we didn't come down to that. So, if it comes out and it comes to a point where you get the advice from them, do you disqualify it because they aren't authentic? Like, they don't apply it in their own life. Does that disqualify good advice? Or is good advice good advice no matter what the source is from? That's my point of view.
If I got advice from someone that was not authentic, I would probably take that advice and get a second opinion from it from someone else and see if it lines up with someone that I do trust and wants to help me through the situation, I guess.
And is living the life the way that the advice they had given us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like that phrase, like, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
You're like, well, yeah, but if you're telling me to do this, then why aren't you taking your own advice? If it's good advice, then you would be following your own advice.
Right.
So
I have a struggle with sin.
Well, yeah, I know you do, but you're like, if you're not working to make it better, you're like, hey, you shouldn't get divorced. I'm looking for my third wife. You know anybody I can hang out with? Like, no. Like,
that's still good advice. That's still good advice. God's not going to be like, all right, because let's say you reject that, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to get a divorce because you said not to get a divorce, but you're divorced, so I'm not going to listen to you. It's not like you're going to get up to heaven and be like, oh, well, he said to, he gives advice, but his character is this, and you follow, you know what, you're okay because he's a terrible person. He's going to hell. You're fine, though, because you didn't follow his advice, even though it was good advice. Truth is truth. And even, like, if you were to look at Israel, right, and how they interact with all the nations, even though crazy things would happen with these nations, God would use these evil nations to show Israel a truth, right? And Israel could either reject it or accept it. But the source was evil, right? I mean, Babylon was evil.
Yeah.
All the nations that they fought against, they sacrificed and worshipped other gods. So I think the point that I'm trying to get at, yeah, I don't like it when somebody unauthentic comes out and says something to me. I would rather have them be authentic, but I'm not going to disqualify their good advice because it's coming from, they
but you,
can't apply
you would,
it. But doesn't it say, doesn't it talk about in the Bible how bad company corrupts good spirit? So if you know that they're a bad company, why would you want to take on their advice as well?
Well, I mean, I'm not just hanging out with them all the time, but if we randomly met and they're like,
why would
hey,
you ask for advice
this.
From someone?
Right.
Well, we're not saying
I
asked
advice
for advice.
From someone that I trust and that I
so you're
have
saying
seen
like this
live.
Person randomly is just like, let me tell you about
I'm
it.
I'm not
like, they
saying
just
I would just
you?
Take it and not test something, but I wouldn't disqualify it just. Write it off because you said it and you're a terrible person. Not you, but the person.
Right.
I mean, a wise person would test it. That's what you do. You test everything. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying just because it came from the source means it's not credible. It comes from the source. Let's test it. And if it's credible, then let's use it even if it came from something that's bad. Because it's still a good piece of advice. I tested it and found that to be true.
Sorry, can I read a proverb for you?
Yeah, bring it. Which one, Chinese or?
Yeah, the old Chinese proverb written by Solomon. So it's Proverbs 11:3. So the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity.
Yeah.
So even though like I can give good advice and say, hey, this is how you should have a relationship, or this is what you should do, or how you should act.
Yeah.
But I'm not living that out. Like it's going to destroy me because I'm
not
like,
me though.
What?
It won't destroy me. It'll destroy you.
Right. And
yeah.
So, but like the integrity of the upright guides them. And so if I'm going to have integrity and authenticity, like, and that's huge with like anybody, but especially high school students, because they, like a lot of times speakers on stage and even us, like James and I as youth pastors and Cassie and the other small group leaders, like we could give great advice and we could come in and say, hey, this is how you should live and all this stuff. But they're going to look at our lives and be like, are they living that out? And if they're not, then I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to do what they say because their lifestyle and their words don't line up. So it's going to destroy us, but it's going to, I think it's going to, like it damages more than it helps. Because we could say that, but when a pastor has an affair at a church, a lot of people leave and a lot of people turn away from the faith because they're like, well, I thought he was truthful and honest and I'm going to discard everything he's ever told me.
But that still comes back down to
my choice.
Your choice. Like, God's not going to look at that other person and be like, oh, man. He's not going to hold somebody else accountable for your sin and the fact that you didn't follow good advice when it was there. You can make excuses all you want. But wisdom, wise people learn wherever wisdom may be, whether it may be from that. I mean, the fool's mouth or a wise person's mouth.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying. I don't know completely if I agree. But I mean, so authenticity and integrity matters. Like that,
yes.
That lines up. How do we even get on this subject? I don't know, but we're there. Hey, this has been an exciting episode. We're done. Do you guys have any final thoughts? Because it's been over an hour. That was a long podcast. So, so hey, thanks to everybody around here. Mason, JW, Cameron, what? Oh, okay. Cassie, Marcy, James, Mallory, and Abby. So thanks, everybody. You guys can all say bye. I don't know.
Bye.
Alright, it's time for us to go play mini golf. We're doing the Fudge Cup, which we have a competition. Whoever wins, the losers have to buy that person fudge.
I'm gonna win.
So, JW thinks he's gonna win.
Can I join this?
He's not. Yeah. I guess.
I won last year. All
right,
let's do this.
Thanks everybody for joining us for Podcast Viewfinder episode 16. Leave us a rating. Thanks for tuning in.
Five star.
Thanks to all our special guests today. This was fun. I enjoyed this.
Chris,
thanks everybody. We'll see you guys later. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
See you next time.
Signing off.
Bye.